As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Tuesday, March the 1st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Oh, happy day, happy day. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. And if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not invested in gold and silver coins. But you're definitely in the right place at the right time to do so, right here on Become Vocal Local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. From around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. We also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. Woo! I got a few emails yesterday. Thank you so very much. Right here at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Went up to the post office yesterday and received several listeners' letters, and I thank you for that as well. Once again, a big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM out of Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM Austin, Texas, Real Liberty Media, Channel 16, and across the talk stream live. Getting out there, reaching America. Thank you so very much, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. Precious metals spike higher in early trading, setting new highs. Oh, yeah. Crude oil is up. U.S. dollar down. Well, we'll go into all of that. Union government employees are cutting and running with their pockets full of your loot. You know, we'll talk about that, too. Trusts. Do they deserve our trust, our money, our future? We'll talk about trusts today. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for this morning. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, now this is all changing. Got up this morning, logged on at 6 o'clock this morning, and said, wow. Things are happening in the marketplace, baby. But as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, we found gold trading up $8.70 an ounce at $1,419.90. Of course, just before airtime, it was at $1,423.80, up $12.60. Heading for an all-time high. We had 1431.25 gold back on December the 7th. Will we see it today? It might. There's a lot of action pressing upward in the gold market this morning. Silver going to a whole new high this morning. At as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, it was at $34.30, up 32 cents. But at airtime, it's $34.49, up 51 cents, now hitting a 31-year high in silver. So good news for the gold and silver buff. Lots of action happening in the marketplace this morning. All the white metals are doing very well. Platinum up $33 at $1,826 an ounce, and palladium up 15 at $811 a troy ounce. Your lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,411.80 for a low, $1,424.50 for a high. At $1,419.90, your gold was up $301.50, and it's higher than that now. We'll be back.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday. This would be Maternalia. For all of those of you that are out there celebrating Juno, no, I'm not talking about Kotzebue, not Anaktuvik Pass, and not the Tlingit people. But anyway, Juno, yeah, that's one of those Roman gods. We talked about that yesterday, talking about matriarchy and patriarchy. Well, this is Maternalia, I guess, in the Roman calendar. Of all things, but it is, once again, Tuesday, March the 1st, 2011, the second hour or two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live, Monday through Friday. Got a lot of stuff on my mind this morning. Let's go into our market report and get going with this, Hummer, one more time. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Found gold trading up $8.70 an ounce at $1,419.90. Just before airtime was at 14.2380, up 12.60. Silver up 32 cents on the Kitco website at $34.30 again, but it's up also now just before airtime at 34.49, up 51, hitting a 31-year high. Platinum up $33 at $1,826 a troy ounce, and palladium up 15 at $811. Again, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, $1,411.80 for a low, $1,424.50 for a high, and at $1,419.90 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, your gold was up year-to-year $301.50 for a 26.97% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning ignored entirely the London Bullion Market Association, the AM price fixers, set the price at $1,414.50. We're trading virtually $10 above that. As of airtime, the SPDR gold shares seemingly not much happening over there in the electronic treasure chest. That would be the Barclays Capital and State Street Global Advisors, otherwise known as the Rothschild Dynasty. Anyway, the London Gold Fix, the SPDR gold shares, 12,1096 metric tons, 1,210.96 metric tons, valued on State Street at $54.9 billion. Might as well just say 55 of the big ones. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 96 at 12,226. The NASDAQ closed up 1 at 2782, and the S&P 500 closed up 7 at 1327. Crude oil this morning up another 81 cents a barrel at $97.78 for light sweet crude. That's your West Texas Intermediate, I believe, delivered in Cushing, Oklahoma, as it is. $97.78 a 42-gallon barrel. You do the math and then look at the gas pump and you'll understand why the prices are so high, at least ostensibly. The U.S. dollar index this morning going the other direction and off another 4 basis points. Exchanges against all the rest of the currencies in the trade-weighted basket of currencies at 76.85. To find out more about that and stay on top of the currencies, I recommend theice.com, the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, theice.com. The foreign exchange rates this morning, we find the Canadian loonie trading off 3 basis points at $1.02 U.S., still above parity with the U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso locked and set in stone at 8 cents U.S., up 16 basis points if you're going to go across the border this morning and buy trinkets and things like that from the Mexicans. You can expect to pay 12.0833 pesos per dollar. In other words, they're 8 cents each. The euro this morning up 22 basis points at $1.38, continuing its upward climb. The British pound equally strong, up 18 basis points at $1.63. And the Swiss franc, walking away from the dollar now, up another 24 basis points at $1.07. When will the Swiss central bankers come in and squash that? I don't know. The bond market this morning, the yield on the U.S. Treasury bonded indebtedness, the two-year yield is at 0.71%, continuing its decline, the 10-year at 3.48, the 30 at 4.54. In the mortgage markets this morning, the fixed rate, 15-year fixed rate mortgages move up from 4.09% a month ago to 4.14 this morning, and the 30-year moves up from 4.81% to 4.85. Of course, you're not going to get a mortgage at that price in any bank near you. But, you know, it'll be plus points in origination fees and closing costs and all the rest of that nonsense. Your prime rate this morning stands at 3.25%. And our gold-to-silver ratio, again, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, it would take 41.38 ounces of gold or silver to buy you 1 ounce of gold. In the Econo Day calendar, quite a bit happening out here today. Take a look at some of these articles as we go. But yesterday afternoon, of course, we got the pending home sales. We'll pick that up in a moment. The ICSC, Goldman Store Sales, is out. The Red Book is out. We'll look, touch both of those. The ISM Manufacturing Index will be out. Construction spending will be out today. Tomorrow, Challenger Job Cutback Report will be out. We'll have to watch and see how that works out. The Mortgage Bankers Application will be out early. We'll report on both of those. Of course, jobless claims will be out on Thursday, employment situation on Friday, and factory orders on Friday as well. But let's go into the stuff that we do have right now on the calendar. It seems to be driving the marketplace just a little bit. This is the pending home sales index. They were looking for a consensus, I guess you'd say, of 93.7. What they got was 88.9. Here's the report right off the Econoday website. Again, I'd like to go right back to the source documents, okay? Econoday.com. EconoDay.com, they write up these little things and post them out there every week. And then the other news writers and all of the journalists get hold of them. And then they build them into these very expensive articles that they can sell to their bosses. Here's the highlights. The housing sector appears to be sagging so far this year. That's not good news. But it certainly didn't just start to appear overnight. Yeah, I'd say so. The housing sector appears to be sagging so far this year. We're going to have to sustain this market. We'll have to go in and prop it up, shore it up, something that would otherwise fall on its own. The pending home sales index fell 2.8% in January to an 88.9, indicating a month-to-month decline in used home contracts and pointing to weakness for existing home sales in February. Folks, I'm telling you, the newspaper. Went out to the post office yesterday and got my weekly newspaper that is delivered for free in my mailbox, post box there. And kind of returning back to the house here, looked at the advertisements for real estate in this area. If you're living in a big city and you want to get the hell out of Dodge, may I suggest Southwest Missouri? Houses down in the $35,000 and $36,000 range again. Haven't seen that in a long time. Some in the 60s. You buy a nice piece of ground with a house on it, maybe pay $2,000 an acre and get some farm ground underneath your butt as well. So things are happening. Things are dropping. And that's exactly what this report talks about. The pending home sales fell, indicating a month-to-month decline in used home contracts and pointing to weakness for existing home sales in February and March. Of course, we've got a builder just about a half a mile from here who's built two houses now in this little town of Exeter that can't even support a decent restaurant. Got two houses built here, one done and one almost finished. He wants $100,000 for the first one, and it's nothing but a 24 by 24 square, four square house, nothing to speak of at all on a busy road. Anyway, that house has been for sale for 8 months and apparently no contract. The other one's almost finished, and that'll probably sit there for a while as well. So it doesn't matter whether you're selling a used home or a new home, you're still in a tough situation. This is a buyer's market, meaning that the sellers have plenty of inventory, but there are very few buyers out there. It's going to be your price in my terms, or my terms in your price, one way or the other, but it's a buyer's market. We'll be right back.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So boring down on this article just a little bit further here. The pending home sales index, again, off the Econoday website. The January breakdown shows declines in all regions except the largest, the South, which in the reports, only good news rose 1.4%. Good news is very hard to find right now, they say, in the housing sector, where distressed sales are an outgrowth of the soft jobs market and are bloating supply and where prices have been moving lower. Of course, Econoday doesn't want to talk about the the gorilla in the closet. They don't want to talk about the foreclosure gate, and they haven't. All right, nobody wants to discuss that. But if the houses that were in the newspaper for this past week, many places they're saying now foreclosure and repo. Okay, so they just have to admit it. All right, they're not going to get away from it. Motor vehicle sales, not a whole lot better going on here. The prior was 9.6. The consensus was a 9.5. The consensus range was from a 9.4 to a 9.6, so nothing out of line here. Market consensus before the announcement, sales of domestic light motor vehicles in January sold at a healthy 9.6 million rate. Now we got 300 million people in this country. How many cars get smashed up and totaled out by the insurance companies every year? But anyway, how many fleets are being, flushed out with automobiles? How many new cop cars are being purchased and so on? Well, I could say probably fewer of those Crown Vics are being sold this year. But anyway, continuing up 2% from the prior month, combined domestics and imports rose fractionally in January to a 12.6 million. Again, I was out and about yesterday afternoon, and I noticed that our Chrysler dealer, they had very, very, very little inventory on the lot. A few of the big $40,000 and $45,000 three-quarter ton and one ton with Dooley's Cummins turbo diesel trucks, crew cab and all of that stuff with no bed in the back ready for a bale handler. And then they had a few automobiles, but very few. Across the other side of the intersection there is the Ford dealer. And they had a smattering of cars, but I can see that the majority of the lineup was used cars, all right, not new cars. So there's a lot to consider in that when we look at the automobile sector not doing particularly well. Let's go into the stores and see what's happening with the ICSC Goldman store sales. Here we go. ICSC Goldman reports a year-on-year dip. That's not something you put, on the table with salsa. A dip of 0.5%. Now, that's not all that much. Again, you take a penny, cut it in half, that's a half a percent. Anyway, half a percent in the February 26th week as high gas prices siphoned off same-store sales at retailers. Okay? It's the high gas prices are siphoning off retail sales. The year-on-year rate, reflecting a calendar shift for President's Day, rose 0.3 in the week to a plus 3.3%. The report continues to see a respectable plus 2.5 to 3% month-to-month rise for February into January, so on and so forth. They continue. Well, let's go over here and take a look at some of the news. This was a rather interesting news article that I saw this morning. It has a little bit to do with all of this gender equality stuff. But this is coming out of the European Union's court, the Court of Justice, all right? Written by Bloomberg, for Bloomberg, by Stephanie Bodani, March 1st, New News. Insurers shouldn't be allowed to take people's gender into consideration when calculating premiums. All right, so we're going to walk away from, don't believe what your lying eyes are telling you. Just believe what the courts tell you, all right? Insurers, they're in the business, folks. They're statisticians. I don't like insurance companies, but the actuarials make their living on their ability to calculate things out and figure out odds, accurately, and then they set their prices accordingly. They got it set up just so that they always make far more than you and that they never pay out any more than they absolutely have to. But this isn't going to help people much at all. The European Union's highest court said in a ruling that it's likely to increase the price of insurance for women. The present system, quote, works against the achievement of the objective of equal treatment between men and women and must be considered to be invalid upon the expiry of an appropriate transitional period, close quote, the EU Court of Justice, the 27-nation region's top court, ruled today. All right? Now, remember, the decisions reached by the Luxembourg-based tribunal are binding and can't be appealed. So this is like the European Union's version of our Supreme Court. An existing EU law on the equal treatment of men and women introduced in 2004 allows the region's countries to differentiate between sexes when calculating insurance premiums, if the data shows sex is a determining factor in the assessment of risk. You know, I mean, it's like, come on. You're going to get maternity insurance and a guy's going to get the same price for maternity insurance that a woman would, when the chances of him ever becoming pregnant are, well, I used to say zero, but in today's day, I don't know what they're doing with science. But anyway, sex is a determining factor in the assessment of risk. New rules with unisex premiums and benefits will apply starting on December the 21st of 2012. Oh, my. Auto insurance premiums for female drivers could rise as much as 50% as a result of the ruling, according to the KPMG. It will also result in insurers changing the way they market policies and assess risk to ensure they get only the better performing female business, the accounting and the consulting firm said. Young females? Young female drivers pay less for motor insurance because they are less likely to have accidents. Well, they're not running around on testosterone, 350 horsepower, line locks, and drag chutes. No, no, no. They're trying to go to work, you know, and come home, and go to work, and come home. That's what they do. Guys have all the time nowadays to go out and play. The women have to go work. That's the way we like to keep it, too, taking a card right out of the Lakota Nation. The Association of British Insurers said in a statement, quote, for life insurance, women on the average pay less to reflect their life or longer life expectancy, while pension income for males is often higher because men typically have fewer years in retirement. They work themselves to death and drop over on the way out of the door with their gold watch. The group said it would do everything possible to manage the effect of the ruling on customers. Well, it's a lengthy article, rather interesting. You might take a look at it. What goes down in the EU, unfortunately, will come to the Americas before long. Commodities, in the longest winning streak since 2004, beating stocks. All right? Whitney Keisling and Jennifer Johnson, writing this for Bloomberg New News. Metals, crops, and fuel beat stocks, bonds, and the dollar. People getting out of that paper marketplace. Starting to look at something real. You know, can I put my hands on this, you know, or not? Metals, crops, and fuel beat stocks, bonds, and the dollar for a third straight month, the longest stretch since June of 2008, as inflation lifted cotton and cocoa and investors speculated violence in the Middle East and Northern Africa will restrain energy supplies. The S&P GSCI Total Return Index of 24 commodities gained 3.8% in February and rose for a sixth consecutive month, the longest streak since 2004. So things are looking pretty good in the commodities. Faster global growth pushed up raw material prices since September, and gains accelerated after riots toppled leaders in Egypt and Tunisia and threatened Libya's Muammar Gaddafi. At the same time, central banks in emerging economies from China to Russia are raising interest rates and increasing reserve requirements of the banks to combat inflation, holding back equities. These commodity price increases are staggering, said Kevin Rendino, a money manager at a New York-based BlackRock, Inc., which oversees $3.45 trillion. Quote, each commodity is different, but there's a supply issue for oil. Underline that. This is what he's saying. There's a supply issue for oil. In other words, we got plenty of supply, far outstripping the demand, and yet the price keeps going up and up and up.
the home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Well, so we can see that as oil continues to go up and up and up and up and up, it's going to be driven by, you know, all of this conflict in the East. But understand that there is really no shortage, you know. There's no shortage of oil. Can't be an oil shortage when we're up to our ankles, if not our knees, in this stuff. It's all just a Ponzi scheme, all right? They got us over the barrel of oil, and they know it. They'd like to just adjust our pipes from time to time so they find an orifice to plug as they plug their wells, too. Walker will pitch Wisconsin budget cuts as union protests enter their third week. All right, so let's go back up to the land of Marx, Swiss cheese people, and visit with this. Esme Depraved, writing this for Bloomberg. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, whose proposal to curb collective bargaining for government workers spurred protests across the U.S., plans to present a two-year budget that cuts local aid by more than $1 billion. Well, he's, you know, kind of in a tough spot here. His presentation plan for a joint session of the legislature, this is out on the 28th, by the way, follows 2 weeks of demonstrations at the Capitol, now almost 3 weeks of demonstrations. And it's a governor's budget repair bill. All right, well, anyway, you go down and look at all the details in this particular article. You can find it up on Bloomberg. But what they're basically talking about is that a lot of people are now starting to look at this conflict, and they're deciding that this would be a good time to get out of union employment. And that's a good thing. Getting the hell out of Dodge, they're taking all their pensions with them, all right? cutting and running, as we said in the open, cutting and running, taking their bennies with them, and walking away, all right? And this could be a very good thing. Of course, you could imagine that the firefighters and the police are right behind them. You know, the next thing you know, it'll be the National Guard and then, you know, the military and everybody else. But everybody in government service basically just lives like a parasite on the back of the people. And that's why I've always been opposed to collective bargaining in the government sector. Bernanke tempers Republican criticism with a deficit plan call. This is more nonsense, all right? Got more, you know, it's unbelievable. Anyway, Scott Landman writing this, I won't go very far with it. Federal Reserve Chairman Benjamin Shalom Bernanke calls for an immediate plan to control U.S. debt, or winning praise from some of the same Republican lawmakers who rebuked him for the central bank's record monetary stimulus. All right, we talked about it before. Left, right. Tea Party? Give us a break. You better call the Cheshire Cat on this one. Texas Representative Jeb Harnsling said he welcomes the Fed's chief more enthusiastic voice on fiscal policy. This guy's, you know, he's a Princeton professor. No practical experience in his life. Bernanke's gaining a little more credibility with the Republicans on these committees, said James Colkin, who helps oversee $232 billion as a chief fixed income strategist at Wells Fargo. It's a serious macroeconomic problem, and Congress is grappling with it. And to the extent that he provides some ammunition for the Republicans, perhaps that might be a good strategy. The man say anything? This guy's a chief economist, a strategist, with a statement like that? Unbelievable. The former Princeton University economist has made reining in the deficit projected to reach $1.6 trillion this year, a central theme of congressional testimony and other remarks this year. A Princeton University economist. He's probably never written out a paycheck in his life to anybody. Christie's pension proposals, all right, from New Jersey, from Wisconsin to New Jersey. Christie's pension proposals spur New Jersey government worker retirements, all right? This is where everybody's heading for the side door. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's proposal to cut pension benefits and raise government workers' health insurance payments contributed to a 60% jump in retirements in 2010, as more than 20,000 people have filed to leave. Before they start messing with our retirement, let's get out of here. You know, take the typewriters, take all of the office furniture, and go out the back door. Yeah, why wouldn't they? You know, the example set by government? You know, what happened to those trillions of dollars that disappeared in the Pentagon and nobody ever asked why? Oh, my God. You know, hey. Happened on 9/11 anyway. It was going down there. It was in that building, those buildings, including building number 7. The number of applications is the most in at least a decade, according to data from the State Treasury Department. Teacher retirement surged 95%, the largest increase of any public sector group, as 7,132 educators submitted papers last year, up 3,663 in 2009. All right. Here's a quote. Government doesn't seem to want us anymore, close quote, said Ray Roeder. Of course, government, that's us, right? And we don't seem to want them anymore. Take your corrupt educational system and shove it where the sun doesn't shine, as far as I'm concerned. President of Communication Workers of America. Wow, these are the communication people, which has about 7,000 members in the divisions of Treasury, Education, Law, and Public Safety. I think that's 7,000 we could just go ahead and cut. What do you think? People are saying it's time to get out. I'm going to take what I can and see if I can survive this mess. That's kind of like, you know, Bernie Madoff with the loot, right? I'm going to take what I can and see if I can survive this mess. You know, cops break into your house for a half an ounce of pot or something, and they start divvying up your possessions. You know, they see what they can, take what they can, see if they can survive the mess, right? That's what Bank of America is doing. That's what Goldman Sachs does on a regular basis. I'm going to take what I can and see if I can survive this mess. That's your union working for you there. During his first year in office, Christie tangled with the New Jersey Education Association, the union representing 200,000 current and retired educators over pay, benefits, and tenure. You can't get a, you know, teacher out once they come in. Once they get tenure, you couldn't get them out with a crowbar, you know? Doesn't matter what they do. They just come in and sit there and buff their nails and eat their apple, right? People don't even want to admit they're teachers anymore. Now, what do you do for a living? Well, I'm a teacher. Makes you just want to put your arms around them, hug them, you know? I'm so sorry. I'm sorry to hear that. A teacher, huh? People got spooked and a lot of them jumped. Police and firefighters are scheduled to rally on March the 3rd. Workers of the world unite at the state capitol to protest Christie's cuts, according to an announcement by the New Jersey State Policeman's Benevolent Association. Wouldn't that be a nice one to cut? Let's just go ahead and cut the state troopers out altogether. Goodbye. You're gone. We don't need you. Jim Ryan, a spokesman for the police union. You know, union labor coming up there wearing a handgun, you know, carrying a taser. You ready to make your life miserable? Revenuing for his municipality? Yeah, works for the union. So the current year and next will be some of the toughest in 20 years. Well, Buffett, it's going to be tough for you for a lot of other reasons than that. There's been so much uncertainty that those who had enough credits retired. The average officer doesn't understand how this came about. They're just doing their jobs. They're just doing their jobs. Didn't work at the Nuremberg trials. Not going to work too well for you in the future either, punk. More than 3,000 union members rallied on February the 25th in Trenton against the governor's plans and those of Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, who asked a lawmakers to pass a bill limiting collective bargaining rights. Well, I'm still on his side. Of course, not everybody's with me. Consumer spending in U.S. climbed less than economists forecast in January. This by Shabana Chandra, February the 28th, yesterday's news. Consumer spending cooled more than forecast in January as rising food and fuel prices caused Americans to cut back on post-holiday visits to malls and restaurants. Post-holiday visits to malls. Did they visit their mother or their father? Probably not, but they visit the malls. I've never visited a mall. What are you visiting the mall just to see if it's still there? Visit the restaurant and don't sit down and eat? Purchases rose 0.2%. Oh, too little, you might say. The smallest gain since June, as winter storms may have also discouraged shoppers. Sometimes it's a flood, then it's an earthquake, then it's a wind event, then it's an ice storm, right? And this time it was winter storms. May have also discouraged shoppers. They might have also been discouraged by looking inside their wallets or looking at the bills at the end of the month. According to figures from the Commerce Department today in Washington, a report from Chicago area purchasing managers showed, are we going to trust anything that came out of Chicago? These people elected Rahm, I love Israel, Emanuel. I think, isn't he the station chief, North American station chief for the Mossad? Chicago area purchasing managers showed businesses expanded in February at the fastest pace in 20 years. Wow. Economists at Morgan Stanley and Deutsche Bank Securities Inc. cut forecasts as the data showed households may have used some of the extra cash from the payroll tax cuts to boost savings. Let's try that again, Will. The data showed that households may have used some of the extra cash from the payroll tax cuts to boost their savings. They're tucking it away in the sock drawer. At the same time, and that's a may have, they could have done other things with it too. They could have squandered it all at a casino or something. Anyway, John Deere's doing bang up business, boy. They're getting ready. They're going to accelerate exports and get going. Commodity land. Be right back.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving, When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the Revel Path. Sundays.
Well, you know, you got to give them an A for effort. I don't know how much they make to write an article like this for Bloomberg, but I guess Chopin is doing the best job she can. The median estimate of 71 economists surveyed by Bloomberg. It's always estimates. It's models. They have no statistics. I mean, they got no accounts, no ledgers. Anyway, projections. Well, what are they doing here? They called for a 0.4% advance in spending. You know, it's like God or something, a bunch of prophets. Projections range from 0.2 to 0.5% increase, half a percent, from 0.2 little to half of 1%. The Commerce Department revised the December spending figure down. Everybody's worried about how much you're spending. You know why? Because the whole world depends on you being stupid enough and enough of a sucker to go out and squander your money on needless cheap Chinese plastic crap at a time when you need to be investing in the precious metals commodities and filling up your closet with, what do they say, Bibles, beans, bullets, you know, and bullion. Dudley says considerably brighter outlook and no reason to withdraw the stimulus, all right? So don't expect the cattle prod to be withdrawn from your orifice at any time soon. Dudley says so, and we've been trained. We've been trained to believe the experts say, right? Caroline Salas writing this for Bloomberg yesterday. Federal Reserve Bank of New York president, you know, that used to be Timmy Geithner, now it's William Dudley, said the considerably brighter economic outlook isn't yet reason for the central bank to withdraw its record monetary stimulus. I'm asking you, is your economic situation this morning considerably brighter? And brighter than what? Brighter in comparison to what? Here's a quote. We provided additional monetary policy stimulus. Some really funny. There's some really funny cartoons out there on the YouTube by the Bernanke, the Fed. Yeah, it's clever. We provided additional monetary policy stimulus via the asset purchase program in order to help ensure the recovery did regain momentum, Dudley said today in a speech in New York. Quote, a stronger recovery with more rapid progress toward our dual mandate objectives is what we have been seeking. This is welcome and not a reason to reverse course. Dude, I mean, this guy's got to be on drugs. I don't know. He doesn't live in the same world. Well, he gets delivered to his office every morning, probably, by a limousine. You know, some people have to walk or take a rickshaw or their bicycle. You know, and that could be all of our future, perhaps in the not-too-distant future. Goldman Sachs estimates possible losses from legal cases at $3.4 billion. Folks, this is just a beginning. Wait until they get the final bill for all that hemp rope brought in from Canada. Goldman Sachs Group, the fifth biggest U.S. bank by assets, happened to be owned by the Rothschilds, the fifth biggest U.S. bank by assets estimated that, quote, it's reasonably possible, close quote, losses from legal cases against the firm may amount to as much as $3.4 billion. So they walked out the exit door with a trillion or more, and they're going to have to give $3.4 billion back. Gosh, that's going to really hurt. The estimate, which includes cases where parties are demanding that Goldman Sachs repurchase securities, was disclosed in the firm's annual 10-K filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission today. The estimate is for the aggregate amount of reasonably possible losses. So they're going to write it off, baby. They just write it off. You got to have a write on to have a write off, and they've written on trillions, and they're writing off a few billion. The solar gold rush in the UK may die with incentive rollback, all this green energy. You know, you take away the subsidies. You take away the carbon credits, darling. You take away the higher rates on power and things like that. And these panaceas, these free energy plans, start to be revealed as nothing more than Don Quixote's windmills. Alex Morales and Mark Rocha, collaboratively writing for Bloomberg yesterday morning, Cornwall, the poorest county in England, said 5 months ago it expected a quote-unquote gold rush of $1.6 billion in solar energy investments. A gold rush. Very interesting broadcast last night by George Gordon. He went into the idea of these bond issues and gave you the mathematics behind it. Rather interesting. Some of you catch his broadcasts. I like to. Now the UK government may get in the way. Well, so much for the gold rush. The central government said this morning it's considering cutting incentives and reducing the size of projects, concerned that the above market rate it promised through April the 2012 may lead to too many solar farms and too many windmills, too many of these offshore windmills too, no doubt. Britain is moving faster than any other European country, and with a sustainable prince, no wonder. That's my add-on. Britain is moving faster than any other European country to contain a surge in solar power. So they're having a solar power surge. And prevent the boom and busting in Spain and predicted for the Czech Republic. The risk is scaring off the investors who would create the quote-unquote green jobs. Prime Minister David Cameron is seeking to revive the economy, like Barry the Usurper, his brother in arms. Quote, and they probably are in their arms, it's going to completely kill the market. Wow, that's pretty strong language there. That by Tim German, renewable energy manager for the local government in Cornwall at the UK's southwest tip. Investors are starting to get cold feet. That's right. They're starting to get cold feet. They're starting to look at nuclear power again. They're starting to think that, maybe that coal wasn't such a bad idea. 24/7, 365, maybe we ought to build a dam. Sharp Corporation, the Osaka-based electronics maker, which employs 1,100 UK workers after doubling the size of its panel factory in Wales. Osaka-based Japanese company in Wales, employing 1,100. I wonder if that's going to come to Idaho. Maybe one of these economic enterprise zones near you. Already, companies are scaling back. Matrix Group Limited and Ingenious Media Holding PLC, Ingenious Media Holdings PLC, suspended solar funds seeking £55 million or $89 million. Low Carbon Solar Limited says it can't spend the £70 million it's secured from pension funds. Everybody's after those pension funds. Everybody does. It's going to be population reduction, you know, once everybody gets really PO'd about this. You know, they'll just have to go ahead and whack the old folk. At Good Energy Group PLC, what a spin job. At Good Energy Group PLC, a clean electricity retailer based in Chippenham, England, Chief Executive Officer Juliet Davenport says she may only get 4% of the 100 megawatts of solar power purchase agreements that she wanted. Well, the ring has been pulled from your noses, and it's time to start thinking, all right? Instead of following after all of the monetary subsidies, we're going to have to go to the bottom line. These things can't support themselves. Iceland, however, channeling volcanoes, of all things. The Lucis Trust ought to be interested in this article. Iceland channels volcanoes. Wow. Thought Nancy Reagan had the corner on that market. In Europe's energy supply race, Omar Vladimarsson, writing this for Bloomberg yesterday, Europeans left stranded airports last year as an Icelandic volcano spewed ash across the continent may soon benefit from the power that seethes beneath the remote North Atlantic island. Iceland is doing a feasibility study into building a 1,170-kilometer or 727-mile power cable to Scotland to send some of its untapped potential of 18 terawatt-hours of geothermal and hydropower. That's enough for 5 million European homes. The project has been the backing of the government industry minister, Katrin Júlíusdóttir, said in an interview. Icelanders live with earthquakes and volcanic activity, but the benefits are that now we can monetize these powers. They're going to tap into the power of God and go ka-ching, 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 put a little meter on that one. The island is trying to emerge from the Europe's biggest banking meltdown this century to restyle itself as one of the European Union's main sources of renewable energy. The power cables, which would be the longest of its kind ever built, would come as the EU strives to reach its target of 20% clean energy by 2020. In about 20 years, Iceland's energy revenue per capita may rival that of Norway, where oil income has made its $540 billion sovereign wealth fund the world's second biggest. Wow, maybe it's time to move to Iceland. Maybe they'll start to share a little bit of the power of God with the people. Well, then again, maybe not. We'll be right back. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, March the 1st, Matronalia, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at July, Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oracalebroadcasting.com. In the first hour of today's two-hour broadcast, we looked into a variety of news off the Bloomberg website and Econo Day. Just basically keeping our finger on the pulse of what's happening now in the big church of what's happening now. In the second hour of today's broadcast, I want to turn over our studies to return to law, if we will. And we're going to look into the trust. You know, whose has the trust anyway? Do they have your trust? Do they have mine? Not really. Not much trust. Don't trust them very much. We can find a little bit out of the encyclopedias to get started, and there's lots of stuff on my table here. We'll just go wherever we want. So we're going to talk about trusts for a little while. Trust is a right of property, real or personal, held by one party for the benefit of another. Who's holding your property these days, you know? You got to pay your property taxes, your personal property taxes, you know, register your vehicle, you know. Got a license plate on the back of it, regular inspection stickers, has to go through and pass the emissions and all of that. You got to keep it insured. If they pull you over alongside the road, they can just haul you out, take you away, impound your car and sell it. You'll never see it again. It's a right of property, real or personal, held by one party for the benefit of another. Yeah, the Queen of England owned all the property in North America. The Rothschilds, the Pope of Rome, the King of Siam. The party holding is called the trustee. Look at the Declaration of Independence and follow through the Articles of Confederation and then off into the Constitution. Is the Constitution a trust agreement? Are they the trustees, we the people? Were they trying to build a trust here? The party for whose benefit the right is held is called the sesquity trust, or the beneficiary. I'll get that word right one of these days. It's law French, basically. The set ou qui trust, or the beneficiary. So we're the beneficiaries of this whole big deal, if we can claim it. We can prove there was a trust that was established here. It was set up, you know. The right of property, real or personal, held by one party for the benefit of another. Wow, interesting stuff. The party establishing the trust is variously called the donor, the creator, the settler, the trustor, or the founder. We talk about our founding fathers, right? The Declaration, you know, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created. That's the capital C stuff there. By our creator, it's a trust. Weren't we called settlers? They do that in Israel, too. They're called settlers, right? They're settling Gaza. They're settling Palestine. Really pissing off the Palestinians in the process. Trustor. In God we trust? Wow. Sometimes the equitable title of the beneficiary, sometimes the obligations of the trustee, and sometimes the right held is called the trust. Different ways of looking at it. But the right of a beneficiary is in the trust. Our rights. The obligation of the trustee results from the trust, and the right held is the subject matter of the trust. Now, this is out of an encyclopedia, the Universal World Reference Encyclopedia, rather old piece of relatively common material, copyrighted back in 1955. originally copyrighted in 1942. Hard to say when this article was written. But the right of a beneficiary is in the trust. The obligation of the trustee results from the trust, and the right held is the subject matter of the trust. What rights do you have in this trust? In God we trust. The United Nations. The United States. The state of Missouri.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Extend your life with
my name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So some time back, two of our listeners sent to me a wonderful DVD program. It runs an hour and 20 minutes. It's part one of a series called The Legacy. The Legacy. You can find their website at www.the-legacy.info. Legacy. It's the-legacy.info. Right? Rather interesting DVD. Really talks about trusts. Opened my eyes a little bit to the concept. All right, and that's what we're looking at today, right out of the encyclopedia a little bit, and then we're going to go to other sources. But again, altogether, they constitute the trust. In a more technical sense, a trust is the right, enforceable solely in a court of equity. Right? The three E's of sustainable development, economy, environment, and equity, a trust. Enforceable solely in a court of equity to the beneficial enjoyment of property, of which the legal title is in another. No particular or technical words are required to create a trust. It is sufficient if it clearly appears that there was an intention to create a trust or to confer a benefit best carried out by means thereof. That's the opening paragraph in this encyclopedia article. Quite revealing if you apply that opening article or opening paragraph to the constitutions. You might see that there's a bit of a trust relationship that's been built. There's a suggestion of the trust, as the term is used today in the Roman, and I'll just go Fidea Commissium, although it cannot correctly be said that the entire equity jurisprudence of trust was derived from the Roman law. You can go back and look at Blackstone's commentaries, which we won't do today, and Sir Edward Coke, and you can find more there as well. Trusts were probably first introduced into the English law to evade the statutes of mortmain, mortmain, from which some people believe that we get mortgages, mortgages, which prohibited lands from being granted to religious institutions, and the statute of uses, which combined the legal and equitable title. Legal title and equitable title. Rights of possession, the rights of property, and legal title. Some of the things that go in there, I guess. Continuing, trusts were probably first introduced into the English law again to evade the statutes of mortmain. Continues, trusts are divided with regards to the manner of their creation into two classes, express and implied. Express, that's written, or implied, just by looking at the information. Express trusts are those which are created by the direct and positive acts of the parties, by some writing, or by some word of mouth. Express trusts are usually found in preliminary sealed instruments such as marriage articles or articles for the purchase of land, in formal conveyances such as marriage settlements, terms for years, mortgages or assignments for the payment of debt, and in wills and testaments when the requests involve fiduciary interest for private benefit or public charity. Now, this is pretty interesting writing to me for a couple of reasons. One, because it's written quite simply, without all the legalese that we'll find in other places. But it's also very revealing when you think about how huge this concept of trust is and how much of our lives may be embraced within either an express or an implied trust. The distinction between a private and a public or charitable trust is that the former is created and intended for the convenience and the support of private individuals or families, while the latter is created and intended for the general public good, the greatest good of the greatest number, right? The rules governing the two classes differ widely. It is more favorably upon gifts to charities and will endeavor to carry them into effect if it can be done consistently with even the broadest interpretation of the rules of law, whereas in the case of a private trust, the courts may apply a more rigid interpretation. For example, uncertainty is permitted in describing the objects, purposes, and beneficiaries in the case of charitable trusts. Don't have to worry about cribbing up the notes too much. We've got free access to the archives here. You can go back and listen to this. Ponder on it a little bit. Maybe do some digging in your own work. But remember yesterday when we were talking about this trivium and quadrivium. We start out with the grammar in the trivium. And from that we move into the dialectic. All right? Logic. And then from that we move into rhetoric. And this is could be understood as oratory. Or bringing it all together. And unfortunately, in the 1950s, this particular set of encyclopedias was really written for an intermediate audience. This set of encyclopedias were commonly just sold to householders for the benefit of the family, the husband, the wife, and the young ones going to school. Probably weren't terribly expensive. They weren't. I actually have when I got this set of encyclopedias donated to our library, it actually comes with the contract to purchase. Well, it's not very expensive, but in those days, the dollar went far further. But to me, it's interesting because we're looking at this idea of the trivium and the quadrivium, and we realize that so long ago, even in Rome, that a young person would shadow their father around, a young boy would follow his dad around, and he would listen as dad dealt with the various creditors in his office in the morning, and then they would go out and about through the course of the day, engaging in local politics, etc. Interesting. But trusts are not always our friends. There have been antitrust parties, anti-monopoly parties, trust busters, etc., busting the trusts. We'll set away the encyclopedia for a moment. Go to America Past and Present. This by Divine Breen Frederickson and Williams. This is a very interesting book which would be suitable for perhaps an advanced study in American history. And I'm not saying that everything that you find in these books is spot on, but it gives you a pretty good understanding of where things were going in education. This was written by a Robert A. Divine, the University of Texas, T.H. Breen, Northwestern University, George Frederickson, the Northwestern University, and R. Hal Williams, Southern Methodist University, as a Scott Forsman and Company publication, copyright 1984. Busting the Trust, page 668. There's a widespread conviction in the minds of the American people that the great corporations known as trusts are in certain of their features and tendencies hurtful to the general welfare. And, of course, we saw the emergence of the trust when we were studying out of Gustavus Myers, the history of the great American fortunes, and damn right, that's straight up. That's what we found. The creation of these trusts had a tendency to be hurtful to the general welfare. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives.
The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back once again and taking a look at trusts this morning here. Beautiful sunny day in southwest Missouri. Maybe you thought it was later in the day than it is, but it's a beautiful sunny morning this morning. But continuing with our discussion of trusts. What can we know about trusts? Can we trust them? Well, here's this article again. There's a widespread conviction in the minds of the American people that the great corporations known as trusts are uncertain of their features and tendencies, hurtful to the general welfare. This would be Theodore Roosevelt. From Roosevelt to Wilson is the time period here. Roosevelt reported to Congress in 1901. That was a quote. Like most people, however, the president wavered on the trusts. And for good reason. We'll find out more about that in a moment. Large-scale production and industrial growth, he believed, were natural and beneficial. They needed only to be controlled. And we can see now today that the trusts, the corporations, just as early as our founders set foot on this soil, the corporations have been running the day. They've been running the show. With all of the colonies were corporations. There were companies. The Virginia Company and others. All right. So at first, Roosevelt hoped... No. I skipped this part. Okay, but wavered on the trust. Large-scale production and industrial growth, he believed, were natural and beneficial. They needed only to be controlled. Still, he distrusted the trust's impacts on local enterprise and individual opportunity. So from the earliest times, individualism was a hallmark here, not collectivism, not the greatest good or the greatest number. That was the philosophical radicalism of Jeremy Bentham and company. The beginning of English socialism and English positivism. Distinguishing between good and bad trusts, he pledged to protect the good while controlling the latter. And that's very difficult. You know, today we look at this gangster banksters on Wall Street and Syngenta and Monsanto and, you know, Kellogg Brown and Root and Boots and Coots and BP and everybody else. And you go, God, which ones are good and which ones are bad? And how do you control them? And if you do it with law, legislation, and so on, it can harm the individual ones just, you know, to the point that they can't even get started in business, the Environmental Protection Agency, Clean Air Act, and all the rest of that. At the same time, the other big guys now with the carbon credits, they can just buy indulgences from the Green Pope and they can keep on polluting. So how on earth do we do this? You know, if we're going to be the solution set, we need to be at least, you know, capable on these issues to discuss it. And this isn't the stuff you ordinarily hear at a Tea Party meeting, by the way. In 1903, Roosevelt asked Congress to create a Department of Commerce and Labor. Now, this is not the card-carrying commie. This is the guy with the big mustache, rode the car, rode on the horse, and shot the Winchester lever action. All right? 1903, Roosevelt. To create a Department of Commerce and Labor with a Bureau of Corporations, empowered to investigate corporations engaged in interstate commerce. Funny, we're back to the Interstate Commerce Clause, the Commerce Clause again. Congress balked. Of course they would balk. Congress is a bunch of bought and paid for whores. Been that way since day one. Roosevelt called in reporters and in an off-the-record interview charged that John D. Rockefeller had organized the opposition to the measure. All these books and things that we study here on this broadcast work together. Can't be done in a two-hour segment. After notice who he's calling in. He's calling in the reporters. Right? We're talking about publicity, going back to the muckrakers like Gustavus Myers and others, getting some publicity, bringing the bright light of media on these things at a time before the media really had yet been controlled, but it was about to be because John Dee didn't like this bright light of public consideration. John D. Rockefeller had organized the opposition to the measure. After that accusation, editorials and many public figures clamored for action. Now, it reminds us of the quote of the latter Roosevelt when he said he's calling for action and action now. That was the beginning of the war powers stuff. Roosevelt also undertook, somebody's sharing my Skype connection today. They've been on the line peeking and listening and talking in the background. Interesting development, to say the least. Roosevelt also undertook more direct legal action on February the 14th, 1902. Boy, almost exactly this time of year, he instructed the Justice Department to bring suit against the Northern Securities Company for violations of the Sherman Antitrust Act. It was a shrewd move. A mammoth holding company, Northern Securities, controlled the massive rail networks of the Northern Pacific, the Great Northern, and the Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy Railroads. Some of the most prominent names in business were behind the giant company, J.P. Morgan and Company, the Rockefeller interests, Kuhn Loeb and Company, and railroad operators James J. Hill and Edward H. Harriman. You know, Harriman, Brown Brothers, and Root, James J. Hill. All of this can be found in great detail, much greater than this, in Gustavus Myers' works. And you can see all the details, the sort of details behind this. Shocked by Roosevelt's action, Morgan charged that the president had not acted like a gentleman, and Hill talked glumly of having to fight for our lives against the political adventurers who have never done anything but pose and draw a salary. Of course, Gustavus Myers reveals that most of these railroad men and corporatists had never done anything in their lives but pose and draw a salary. That's kind of like the pot calling the kettle black. Morgan rushed to Washington to complain and to ask whether there were plans to, quote, attack my other interests, notably U.S. Steel. Quote, no, Roosevelt replied, unless we find out they've done something that we regard as wrong. All right, now it's going to continue and it goes on. Talks more about these trusts. Let's go back to the encyclopedia again. Implied trusts are those which arise by the operation of law from the deeds, wills, contracts, acts, or the conduct of the parties, either with or without their intention, implied trust, with or without their intention. It was just implied from the documents, but without any express words of creation. We don't see anything in here. It says all men are created. Implied trusts are either resulting or constructive. Express and implied trust, therefore, differ chiefly in that the former are created by the acts of the parties, while the latter are raised by the operation of law, either to carry out a presumed intention of the parties or to satisfy the demands of justice or to protect one against fraud. The article is going to continue here, and it's going to go through and it's going to talk a little bit about the various kinds of trusts. I'm going to jump over that for brevity. But there are four essential elements of a valid trust. All right, ready? One, a designated beneficiary. Who is the beneficiary that this trust is created for? Two, a designated trustee who must not be the beneficiary. Can't be one and the same. Three, a fund or other property sufficiently designated or identified to enable title thereto to pass to the trustee. And four, the actual delivery of the fund or other property of a legal assignment, therefore, to the trustee, with the intention of passing legal title thereto to him as trustee. Complicated reading. Hard to deal with mentally. But nevertheless, these are some basic understandings that might help us to understand what is actually going down in the greater scheme of things around us in the world we live. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we're going to jump back out of the encyclopedia article and go into Salmond on Jurisprudence. This is the 12th edition, hardbound copy in front of me here on my table, on page 316, where we find this, the uses and purposes of incorporation. You know, everybody's concerned about, oh, God, these incorporations killing us. Yeah, but, you know, it's tools, you know. It's like you got a hammer and you can either bean yourself over the head with it or you can drive nails. Real good for the latter and kind of a waste on the former. But anyway, there's probably nothing, John Salmond writes here, there's probably nothing which the law can do by the aid of the conception of incorporation which it could not do without it. But there are many things which it can do by such an aid better and more easily than would otherwise be possible. So it's a tool in the law toolbox. There are two chief devices for this purpose, jumping down considerably. There are two chief devices for this purpose, namely trusteeship and incorporation. The objects of trusteeship are various, and many of its applications have a source and significance that are merely historical. In general, its use as a mode of overcoming the difficulties created by the incapacity, uncertainty, or multiplicity of persons to whom property belongs. Incapacity. You know, you're just stupid, dumb animals, you know, fit for slaughter on the global landscape, right? You don't have the capacity. You're just a child. You're insane. You're incompetent, right? Insane children and adolescents. The incapacity. You're not smart enough. You don't know how to turn on and off the water valve in front of your house, you know. You don't know how to change a breaker in your breaker panel. You need to leave that to experts. Experts say. Uncertainty. Well, we're not really sure if you have this property or not. Not really sure if you even own this property. Why you bought it with Federal Reserve notes. They're a toxic slime. They have no intrinsic value. This is just, you know, and it's a medium of exchange, but it has no value. You haven't bought anything, right? Didn't give gold or silver coin. All you've done is discharge the debt. You've never paid it. I'm going to have to set up trust here for you. But, continuing. Who hold it for safe custody. Let's continue. The property is deemed by the law uncertainty or multiplicity. There you go. Very small print here. Old book. Or multiplicity. There's so many people in the United States. Look at all these millions and millions of houses in foreclosure. Well, we're going to have to set this all up under a trust, right? Okay, so you've got incapacity, uncertainty, or multiplicity of the persons to whom the property belongs. Or you have a large family, so you set up a trust agreement. The property is deemed by the law to be vested not in its true owners, but in one or more determinate individuals of full capacity. You know, Father knows best, Uncle Suck. Who hold it for the safe custody on behalf of those uncertain, incapable, or multitudinous persons to whom it in truth belongs. Now, this is our country. It doesn't belong to Uncle Suck, it belongs to us. But because we aren't capable of understanding that, and we're not certain that that's the case, and because there are so many of us, and as they say, you get three or more Jews in a room, and they'll never come to any agreement or consensus on anything. So we're in trouble here. In this manner, the law is enabled to assimilate collective ownership to the simpler form of individual ownership. It's, again, the collective triumphing over the individual. If the property and rights of a charitable institution or an unincorporated trading association of many members are held in trust by one or two individuals, the difficulties of the problem are greatly reduced. We don't have to worry about all those pesky Americans out there with rights, rights, rights. Just put them all, drop them all in a trust. And we'll be the trustee and they'll be the beneficiaries and then we'll just rake off the top. You know, that's what we like to do in the Rothschild Empire. It is possible, however, for the law to take one step further in the same direction. This step it has taken and has so attained to the conception of incorporation. This may be regarded, from one point of view, as merely a development of the conception of trusteeship, for it's plain that so long as a trustee is not required to act, but has merely to serve as a depository of the rights of the beneficiary, there is no necessity that he should be a natural person at all. This be an artificial person, corporation, it could be your town, acting on your behalf. They're the trustee, you're the beneficiary, you got the water. And they got your money. And they got your property. He may be a mere legal concept. A municipality. God on earth, what is that? A water board. A soil and water conservation district. A watershed boundary. Towering like giants as they come over the trees, right? He is one person. And so renders possible a complete reduction of common to individual ownership. Whereas the objections to a single trustee in the case of natural persons are serious and obvious. The fictitious trustee, moreover, though not incapable of dissolution, is yet exempt from the inevitable mortality that afflicts mankind. That's right. Everlasting, omniscient, omnipresent corporations. They transcend the boundary of the physical and the flesh, and they go on as gods among men, the corporation. He embodies and expresses, therefore, to a degree impossible in the case of natural trustees, the two elements of unity and of permanence, which call for recognition in the case of collective interests. Always it's the collective. All those union employees. An incorporated company is a permanent unity standing over against the multitudinous and variable body of shareholders whose rights and property it holds in trust. All of your rights are held in trust. All of your property is held in trust. You are a beneficiary, but your trustee doesn't want to give it back to you. It is true, indeed, that a fictitious trustee is incapable of acting in the matter of his trust in his proper person. This difficulty, however, is easily avoided by means of agency, and the agents may be several in number, so as to secure that safety which lies in a multitude of counselors, while the unity of the trusteeship itself remains unaffected. Gives you a lot of confidence, doesn't it? Helps you to understand why these lawyers get away with everything, because you don't understand this material. They know that. They got rid of the trivium and the quadrivium. You no longer are brought up with grammar in your mouth. You're no longer a phonologist. You're no longer a phonetic speaker. Now it's just all see, say, and if you see something, for goodness sake, say something, right? Continuing. Now this is out of Delavue and Howard's. We've talked out of this before, Principles of Business Law. Has to do with trust, and we'll just jump over a whole gob and a bunch here and go right to business trust. The business trust is an organization formed by trustees under a contract called a declaration of trust. Funny, it was a declaration of what? Independence. Executed by the trustees. Who are the trustees? We the people. Under the agreement, the trustees issue certificates of beneficial interest. That would be your Bill of Rights in the Constitution. Which are sold to investors, and you bought it. Sold to investors? Would that be the Rothschilds? Would that be the City of London? Would that be J.P. Morgan Chase? Maybe. The New York Stock Exchange and Euronext and the Deutsche Börse and London Stock Exchange and the Canadian? Wow. The trustees take the capital, and don't they, in compliance with the agreement and operate the business, whatever it may be, as principals for the benefit of the shareholders. They've taken all your capital. Land, labor, and capital. They've taken that all. And they are holding it. And they're operating the business, whatever it might be, for your benefit as shareholders. Of course, now, unfortunately, the business has gone bust. And now you have a certain amount of debt that you're going to be saddled with for the rest of your lives. Such an organization avoids the statutory regulations of a corporation in that it is not a creature of the state. How could the United States of America be a corporation? I ask, corporationnation.com. How could the United States of America be a corporation? Who gave the blessing? Where did they get their charter? They go, well, let's see, we need to have a charter for the United States of America. We need to have a charter for the White House. Who gives it to them? Wait, who do they appeal to? Pope of Rome? Black Pope? Mama over there with the dress and the scepter in England? Bank of England? Who do they appeal to? Sheikh Abarabi? Such an organization, again, avoids the statutory regulations of a corporation in that it is not a creature of the state. So they couldn't become a corporation, they had to become a trust. And seeks as well to avoid partnership liability on the part of the investors. So they absolve the Crown and Parliament assembled from all debts, public and private. The courts, in most of the states, however, have held that if the investors under the trust agreement have a right to exercise some control over the management of the business, well, we'll have to figure that out right after this.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Spend your life with
Extendo-Vite. My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendo-Vite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendo-Vite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendo-Vite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo-Vite.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So, of course, you know, as all the teachers, all the union teachers are, you know, now cutting for the exit, you know, running out the side door with all of their pensions, their benefits, their all of the goodies and the gimmies. Run they ought. Run they ought. They have been complicit in a scheme to deliberately dumb down the American people. And unfortunately, they themselves have been dumbed down because with each generation, a graduating herd with their prom kings and queens, as they come out of these public schools these last 50 years, they have become then themselves oftentimes teachers, and they, with their limited knowledge, come back in and teach. And they're always, you know, up to the standards and up to the curricula, and they can't question it. You know, they got to, in order to get tenure, they have to stay the course and stay the rules and follow the A plus B equals C's. And unfortunately, we the people have gotten further and further and further away from being able to ferret this stuff out for ourselves, and then much less to understand it when we can read it. When we get the black and the white in our eyes sometimes, and I'm reading Henry Bergson, Creative Evolution, 160-some pages into a 500-page book, but you just sit there and you got to wonder, what in the hell would it be like had I gotten a decent upbringing and learned logic and rhetoric and grammar right out of the box? I've had to pick this stuff up piecemeal just like everyone else has to these days. But continue. We'll never get through all of this. I got volumes and volumes in front of me here. Maybe we'll continue it tomorrow. Maybe not. But just a little bit more. Again, such an organization avoids the statutory regulations of a corporation in that it is not a creature of the state. And it seeks as well to avoid partnership liability on the part of the investors. The courts in most of the states, however, have held that if the investors under the trust agreement have a right to exercise some control over the management of the business by way of election of trustees or otherwise, such shareholders are liable as partners. There's some liability, but we'll need to be smart enough to be able to figure out how to exercise that. It is clear, on the other hand, that if such shareholders have no control over or no right to interfere in any way with the management of the business, they are beneficiaries under a trust agreement and are not liable as partners. And so why is it that we don't have any representation in our constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government? Maybe because it is a trust and we as the beneficiaries, you know, don't want to get involved with any of that because we don't want to come under and become liable as partners. This organization has been called different names such as a business trust, a Massachusetts trust, and the common law trust. As a substitute for a corporation, it has lost many of its advantages owing to statutory regulation by the various states. Now, I could take a little sidebar there and we could talk once again about the creation of this Uniform Law Commission. You follow it out from the inception, the creation of the American Bankers Association. And check this out. You can do it on web searches easily. American Bankers Association, almost immediately followed thereafter and not far distant in space, the American Bar Association. Almost immediately thereafter, the creation of the American Medical Association. American Bar Association creates the Uniform Commission on Laws, or the Commission on Uniform Laws. They still exist. They have a website. They have the Uniform Law Commission. They create the legislative bill drafting agencies in all of the state houses. Who writes the legislation? Well, oftentimes it's the corporation's attorneys, but certainly the legislative bill drafting agencies have to sit back there and they check it all out and harmonize it. And they write the rules behind the table of contents and stuff like that. You know, it's a rigged game. We're not in the game. We have to play by its rules. But there's a system going on out there. It's the new legal order. It's the new legal and economic order. And it started turning up in writings as early as the late 1600s. The new legal order. The new economic order. Nothing really too new about it. Drop down a little bit further here. The trustees are usually held to have unlimited liability for all obligations of the business trust unless the contracts restrict the rights of the creditors to the assets of the trust. That may become even more important statement as the United States, as the debtor, has now started to sell as collateral our lands and our resources to our creditors in China and elsewhere, the King of Siam and the Queen of England and the Rothschilds and the Pope. Generally, those organizations known as business trusts engage in the investment business. Goldman Sachs, maybe? Investors purchase shares or certificates which entitle the holders to income from an increased value of stocks and bonds purchased by the trustees or the directors of the trust. Some of the pension funds might be held in this way. Jump over here, go to a different book. This donated to our library by our good friend 10K Puddles. In the chat room, thank you very much for it, the fourth edition, revised fourth edition of Black's Law Dictionary. Right back to the Rockefellers here, probably. The trust. It's a right of property, real or personal, held by one for the benefit of another. I was told by a lawyer once that in law, you set aside Webster's Dictionary, and just about everything in law is defined by this book, Black's Law Dictionary. And there's others out there, there's Bouvet and the Bouviers and others, but this one is really important. And so I'd really encourage people, if you can't afford the big ones, the Black's Eighth, or I think they might even have a Ninth now, you can always get the Second Pocket Edition, and it'll get you on deck quickly. But of course, with the internet today, They're so much easier just to go right there sometimes. But there's a lot that can be learned from these books. A confidence reposed in one person who is termed the trustee for the benefit of another who is called the cestui qui trust. Respecting property which is held by the trustee for the benefit of the trust. So, okay, then it goes on and lists a bunch of cases. Any arrangement whereby property is transferred with the intention that it is administered by trustee for another's benefit. Property transfers. I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't want anybody transferring my property around. I don't want any, you know, fraudulent conversion or fraudulent concealment happening in the background. You know, I buy a damn thing, I want it to be mine. I didn't buy it because I wanted to share it with someone else. I wanted to buy it for me. Sorry about that. I get a little possessive. Title rights and interest in my land. Thank you very much. I don't really like this idea of trustee, especially when it's hidden. And we have to ferret it out and ferret it out and ferret it out and then beg on our knees to have what we thought we had. If we hadn't been caught up in a swindle. A fiduciary relation with respect to property, subjecting persons to whom the property is held to equitable duties to deal with the property for the benefit of another person, which arises as the result of a manifestation of an intention to create it. Ever wonder why the city or the county can come around and tell you to get rid of these noxious weeds off your land? Mow that grass, sucker. 2.5 inches tall, and we start fining on the third day. You got to chip paint around the door there. You better get that stripped down and get it painted up again. You're not taking care of our property up to our standards. By the way, you're late on your property taxes. You keep it up, and you'll be out in the streets, sucker. What kind of a world is this, anyway? What are you paying for with all these 30-year mortgages? What the hell is a 30-year mortgage? Why don't you just rent the joint? Let's get honest. Can't own it anyway, right? And if I don't own it, I ain't maintaining it. Hire a maintenance man come by. I'm not your yard boy. An obligation on a person arising out of confidence reposed in him to apply property faithfully and according to such confidence as being in the nature of a deposition by which proprietor transfers to another property of subject entrusted, not that it should remain with him, but that it should be obliged to certain uses for the behoof of a third party. Wow. The law language. The words of art. And by such, all of our understanding is just clouded away. And then you try and go to the courthouse, and you can't even get in the front door without a body scan. And take your pocket knife back outside. I don't go any place without my pocket knife. I've carried a pocket knife all my life. I got to take my pocket knife back outside and put it in the truck. It's not going to do me any good out there. What if I got a pair of my nails? For God's sake, sharpen my pencil. You're stripping me naked by taking away my pocket knife. But I trust. Can be created for any purpose which is not illegal and which is not against any public policy. Well, it's enough for today. I hope that was illuminating. We might continue it again the next time. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control.
Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online. Worldwide. At OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcast.